Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Yud Aleph Zevachim 11. Back in the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, we learned that a Pesach, a Paschal Lamb sacrifice, that is sacrificed Shelo Lishma, not for the purpose of the Paschal Lamb, is Pesua, is invalid, if it was brought in Bismano in the proper time. Now, when we say the proper time, that according to everyone is at least from the Chatzot Hayom, from afternoon on the 14th day of Nisan. However, our Mishnah will discuss what about a Korban Pesach that is brought not for the purpose of the Paschal Lamb, but it is not brought on the afternoon of the 14th, which is when the Pesach is brought according to everyone, but it is brought on the morning of the 14th, Baboker. So says our Mishnah, HaPesach Sheshechato Shachris Barbasar Shelolishmo. If the Paschal Lamb is slaughtered on the morning of the 14th, but not for the purpose of the Paschal Lamb, Rabbi Yoshua says it is kosher, ki'ilu nishchat b'shloshasar, because it's as though it was slaughtered on the 13th, not for the purpose of the Paschal Lamb. And the basis for Rabbi Yoshua's logic is that he's of the opinion that since it is not the time to bring the Paschal Lamb on the morning of the 14th, then it is like a Paschal Lamb, a Pesach, that is brought not in its proper time. And a Paschal Lamb that is brought not in its proper time, we've learned back in our Gemara from Chesam Abayis through Tesam Abayis, has the law of a regular Shalomim. And it is therefore kosher, and so therefore a person can eat it. And so therefore a Paschal Lamb that is brought on the morning of the 14th, even though it is not lishmo, even though it's not for the purpose of Paschal Lamb, it is kosher. Comes along Ben Beseira, and he argues. He says, posel, the Paschal Lamb brought on the morning of the 14th is invalid, ki'ilu nishchat bein arbaim. It's as though it is slaughtered on the afternoon of the 14th. And our Gemara analyzes, what is the logic of Ben Beseira? So Rabbi Oshaya explains, machshir haya Ben Beseira bepesach sheshechato shachris barba asar lishmo, dekula Yoma Zimnahu, because Ben Beseira is of the opinion that the Paschal Lamb can be brought on the entire day of the 14th, not just on the afternoon of the 14th, but the Paschal Lamb could be brought on the entire day. Toso says that when Ben Beseira says this, he's saying only bidiavad, ex post facto, but ideally Toso argues that Ben Beseira will be of the opinion that you cannot slaughter it in the morning, and the reason is because in the morning of the 14th, the person is allowed, biblically speaking, to eat the chametz, to eat the leavened bread. And so we have a concept that says in Exodus 34:25, that when the Paschal Lamb is sacrificed, it has to be at a time when it is not permitted to have any chametz. So therefore, Tosa says that according to Ben Beseira, it's only really ex post facto, but Ben Beseira does allow it, normally speaking, for the Paschal Lamb to be brought on the morning of the 14th. And for this reason, if a Pesach was brought not for the purpose of the Paschal Lamb and it was brought on the 14th, it's going to be invalid. So the Gemara says, how can it be that Ben Beseira allows a Pesach to be slaughtered, generally speaking, prior to the afternoon on the 14th? But it says explicitly about the Paschal Lamb in Exodus 12, verse 6, V'shachatu oso kol ka'al das Yisrael bein arbayim. It needs to be slaughtered in the afternoon, bein arbayim. So how could Ben Beseira allow it in the morning? So comes along Ura, the son of Rav Elai. He says, no, maybe what he's saying is that it means Bein Shnei Arbayim, that when it writes there in Exodus chapter 12 that the Paschal Lamb should be brought in the afternoon, it doesn't mean Bein Arbayim, doesn't mean in the afternoon. It means Bein Shnei Arbayim, between the two evenings, between the evening of the 13th, meaning after the evening of the 13th and before the evening of the 14th. And so therefore, that's when it is, all day of the 14th, it is permitted to bring the Paschal Lamb according to Ben Beseira. So the Gemara says, well, what about another question? What about the fact that we have a concept that the daily offering of the afternoon, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, there it says Bein Arbayim. Would you say that daily offering in the afternoon could be brought the entire day? Hachi Nami, the Kula Yoma Kosher? The Gemara says, no, there we have a specific reason why there needs to be a sacrifice in the morning and then in the afternoon, because it says, Es HaKeves Echad Taseba Bo, you must bring one sheep in the morning. From the fact that it says one sheep in the morning, we see from here that the second one can only be brought in the afternoon, Bein Arbayim Mamish. So the Gemara says, but maybe it means one could be brought in the morning and the other one could be brought the entire day. The Gemara says, no, that's not possible, because it says echad baboker v'ushnayim baboker, meaning it says one in the morning, which means only one and not two. Gemara says, but there's another example of something that can only be brought in the evening, where it says the words bein arbayim. What about the candles that are lit by Aaron on the menorah of the temple? Because there it says, Ubalos Aronis Aneros Bein Arbayim, when Aaron lights the candles in the evening. And would you say there it means the entire yom? It can't be, because there it states that Aaron and his sons have to arrange the candles, May Erev Vad Boker, from evening till morning. And what does it mean from evening until morning? The Braisa states, give it enough oil, give it enough fuel that it can last from evening till morning. So clearly speaking there, it's from evening until morning. And another position is, there too, there's another teaching, because it says this service is only kosher from evening until morning. So even though the Gemara has asked these questions on Rav Hoshaya, the Gemara continues to ask more, but we'll leave it here. We point out that we see from here that the candles of the menorah have to remain lit from evening until morning. And the Rashi on the Chumash points out something beautiful here. It says, Rashi says, this. Why does it say that Aaron should do this facing the menorah? To say the praise of Aaron, that he did not change from everything that God commanded him. And in fact, the Sefer Ari Shahag says so much was Aaron's dedication that he stayed there all night watching the candles to make sure that it lasted from evening until morning. This is a beautiful image, Aaron's dedication to the mitzvah, that he watched the candles burning all night.